Well, the former New South Wales Auditor General Tony Harris has added his voice to calls for Bridget McKenzie to resign. He's also questioned the Prime Minister's ethics in defending her and says Senator McKenzie may have acted unlawfully by her own description of her role in the sports funding scandal. We spoke earlier.
If the government believes that picking less meritorious applications at the cost of meritorious applications is a good thing, then they have a set of values that most Australians wouldn't agree with.
Just on that question of whether the minister acted unlawfully, she says she was within her rights to do what she did, but you're clear that this was unlawful?
No, I'm being a little more subtle. I'm saying that if the minister believes that if it's accepted that she was the decision maker, there was no basis in law for her to be a decision maker, and thus she acted unlawfully.
And so is this corruption in your view?
Yes. Why is it corruption? Because the government has acted for political purposes. They have eliminated more meritorious applicants in order to gain a party political advantage.
And what should happen as a result of this? What should the minister do?
If this happened under my watch in New South Wales, I would be obliged to advise the Independent Commission Against Corruption about the matter, and I would expect them to have an inquiry into the matter and to find that relevant people acted corruptly.
We, of course, don't have such a body at the federal level, an accountability commission,
no,
so that...
We don't have one in the Commonwealth, and perhaps for good reason, because they know that their actions would come under greater scrutiny and they would be circumscribed.
But before it gets to that, should the minister just resign anyway, there is a convention of ministerial responsibility after all.
This, in my view, is a worse case than the Ros Kelly whiteboard matter, because the minister overrode the views of an independent statutory authority which was given the power by the Parliament to allocate these grants.
And since Ms Kelly resigned, would you expect Bridget McKenzie should?
Then the former minister, a fortiori, should resign.
And the Prime Minister and other ministers are running this defence of Senator McKenzie. How do you view their behaviour in this matter?
The Prime Minister's defence is just unfathomable. It suggests that he doesn't understand what ethical behaviour is, or he doesn't have the power to impose an ethical format on his own government.
And so does your assessment of corruption extend then to other ministers and the Prime Minister who are making this defence?
Well, I don't think they are making this defence because they think Ms McKenzie's done the right thing. I think they're making this defence for their own benefit. And that is a sorry state for the government to fall into.
And what about Sports Australia, the organisation that made recommendations about distributing grants? What about their position in this matter?
The Sports Commission ought have resisted the minister. They had the power to resist the minister. They were given that power by the Parliament. Parliament said they are acting independently. Only if the minister issues directions, lawful directions, must they agree with the minister. So they should have just gone ahead with their own view, which was, of course, the superior view, and done what they believed to be the right thing. The fact that they acquiesced in doing the wrong thing suggests to me that they should also resign.
The board should...
They should offer their resignation to the current minister, who may or may not accept them.
Tony Harris, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Go well.
Tony Harris was New South Wales Auditor General through the 1990s and subsequently served as the first Parliamentary Budget Officer for that state.